All right. Hey, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting down with John and Mickey from Night Moves. They just got done playing an in-studio right here at Radio K. First of all, guys, thank you so much for coming in. It means a lot to us.
Dude, of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. You can catch them. They've got a show not this Friday, not today, but next Friday, May 25th at 7 p.m. They'll be playing at the First Avenue Main Room with Anonymous Choir and Wellness and Shilpa Ray. But before we talk more about that, I've got some questions to ask you guys. So I'd love to start with, where are each of you from, and what is it known for?
From Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So what does Minneapolis mean to you?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
It's funny, because, a lot of Radio Kill Out bands are from Minneapolis, but,
Oh yeah, what does it mean to us?
Everybody takes different things from it,
Oh God. Like Juicy Lucy hamburgers.
Very nice.
And the Twins.
Mickey, does it mean anything to you?
I mean, lakes came to mind, which isn't that cool, but...
Yeah. Music.
All right. I'm feeling that.
Music town.
Is there anything from Minneapolis that influenced your songwriting, or do you mainly look at, other spots to get influence from?
I wouldn't say anything, in particular from Minneapolis.
I feel that. What was the first show that either of you ever went to? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
I think the first show I went to was in the sixth grade, and I saw NOFX at First Avenue.
Oh, nice. That'll have been fun.
Yeah.
Mine was in fifth grade at First Avenue, and it was Goldfinger and No Doubt.
Oh, nice. No Doubt.
And on the Tragic Kingdom tour.
That would have been cool as well.
I'm just a girl.
Both of you pretty young then. When you saw your first show, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd love to know, if you had to pick either, we're talking Minnesota icons, back to Minnesota, I guess, but either Bob Dylan or Prince, and you had to pick one of them to cover one of your songs, who would you pick to cover this song? Which song would it be? And then, what do you think they would bring to the table?
That's a good question.
I'm going with Bob Dylan and Headlights off of our first album.
Very nice. What do you think? Do you think you would you be looking forward to his voice or the guitar on that? Or
I mean, he's kind of got that barroom bluesy Tom Waitsy thing going on nowadays, and I think that song could kind of work in a
I can see that fitting
smoke filled bar kind of vibe.
It'd be cool to see one of your songs just so stripped down to just guitar and vox. That'd be interesting. Are you going with that, John?
That would be cool, but I guess because we've got two answers, I'll just say Prince, and I'll have him cover Denise Don't Want to See You Cry.
Okay, very nice. And you played that today, right?
Yeah, cool. First one.
First song of the day, right? So I'd love to know, how did Night Moves start playing together?
Well, we had bands in high school that just, played together, and we knew each other. We went to high school together, Mickey and I.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Minneapolis, and it just kind of stuck with us. And when I went away to college, I was in a band that kind of broke up, and we just kept it going. And Mickey played bass, and we didn't have bass in the band at that point, so we started recording our first record, Colored Emotions. Mm-hmm. And we were like, well, I guess we could just have Mickey play bass, and he dug it.
I guess, right? No, we'll throw him in there.
Yeah, he was in another band at that point, okay. So it was I don't know if he's free.
Sure. And then the stars aligned, and now it's going, right?
Yeah.
So Colored Emotions 2012, right? And then the second one is 2016. So now you're working on new stuff right now, right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Hopefully it'll be out 2019, early 2019.
Okay, so we still have some time,
maybe 2018 even.
Ooh,
come fall.
Do you have
that's wishful thinking though?
Yeah, well, I wish personally that it would be sooner. Right. Is there anything that stands out as different or new? Are you trying any new things with this new album?
Yeah,
like what?
Lots of different tones. Playing around with the voice a little bit more.
I
I don't know. It's tough to say. I'm so in it right now that it's hard to like pull myself out and look at it objectively, like how it's going to be different from the other ones. And in some ways, I think it will be a better synthesis of the first two records, you know.
Interesting.
So in that way, I don't know if it will come off as different to people, but...
Sure, maybe more defined, taking time to get this sound that you have in your mind down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
What do you think?
I mean, we're recording it in Texas. We've never done that before. We've recorded everything in Minnesota for the most part, so it's kind of fun to get away and be in a new town. And
does that have any effect on the style of music that you're writing, the environment? I think I already asked that with Minnesota, but, you know, some artists, you know, will, like, they'll, like, go to Spain to record an album because they need to, like, feel different for it. Did you think that moving around changes anything for you?
No. I mean, it kind of creates like a boys club. Like, I mean, we're just surrounded by each other 24 hours a day and we're all sleeping in the same two rooms or whatever, eating Mexican food together. But I don't think it's, you know, the songs were all written here, so.
Oh, so yeah, so then you're taking it.
Everything's like pretty
record.
Planned out. Yeah. Know? Okay. So it's not like we were going there for inspiration.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
It would just be the slightest bit of, you know, Texas embellishment added.
Yeah. The little, you go, well, yeah, I'll look for that. All right.
Little cactus on top.
Yeah, just, yeah, a slight air of that.
All right. I just totally lost my train of thought, but so let's move on then, I guess. What is your, I know what I was going to say. Are any of these songs done to the point where we'll get to hear them at this show coming up this next Friday?
Yeah, we're going to play some new stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. How many do you have? I want to know more about this. Really? Three new ones?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Maybe five.
All right, well, we'll have to go to the show to see, right? Cool. So I'd love to know, what's the one thing that each of you are looking forward to most in Night Moves? Yeah, whether it be, you know, the new music, or if you've got a tour coming up, or just getting the album done, right?
I guess just finishing the third record and, you know, touring on that and seeing, you know, the reaction to it.
Yeah.
I guess that's as far as I can see right now.
Yeah, that's all you're focused on.
That's just kind of on my mind, is getting it finished.
Sure.
And,
so the fun can begin.
Yeah.
Hit the road.
Do you guys like touring?
Yeah.
You guys have fun touring? Yeah.
Great. Seeing new places, meeting new people.
Yeah, well, you guys are very active all around. It's kind of interesting how... you guys are based in Minnesota, but you have huge followings in like LA and, you know, like Chicago and stuff like that. And you know, I think you guys played Southwest the other day or the other year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just South by Southwest, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just this past March.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. We're really grateful. You know, it's real cool that we get to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, do you guys have any other shout outs or anything you'd like to talk about before we get out of here? No, you're good. We're
third
good.
Record, First Avenue show.
Yeah.
New songs. Yeah. New stuff in the works, you know?
Heck yeah. All right. Well, you can catch. Sorry, you just heard Night Moves live right here in our studio at Radio K. You can check them out online or in real life next Friday, May 25th. They'll be playing at the First Avenue main room with Anonymous Choir, Wellness, and Shilpa Ray. Get there. That show starts at First Avenue main room. But right now, we're going to get right back to our music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.